There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing His praises. Everybody will be happy over there. And mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh yes, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing His praises. Everybody will be happy over there. And we will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land. And no burdens there will be for us to bear.
Oh, what a day. What a day. What a day. I hope you're excited about that day as I am. Welcome to Open Bible Telecast, Open Bible Dialogue, radio, internet, and Facebook. Oh, we just love bringing you the truth. Now, today we've really got a broadcast that we need the world to hear. The world to hear. Same-sex marriage blasphemy. Same-sex marriage blasphemy. Now, I want to help you today to take this understanding much deeper and much more profound to understand the connection of all of this to the Antichrist kingdom, to the coming 7 years of the Great Tribulation. I'm telling you, the world is getting ready for 7 years of hell on earth. What is about to happen is indescribable. I cannot tell you the whole story. I can only give you some warnings and show you the hour in which we are at and the darkness that we are facing. Now, I got some things I want to tell you today, and I want to do my best to get the whole message to you. But I want you to help me get this whole message to as much of the world as you can. Now, internet, we have a lot of listeners. Facebook, we have a tremendous number of listeners, but every one of you on Facebook right now can share this broadcast. And everybody in your friends list can have an opportunity to watch it and listen to it. So would you right now, share this telecast? Right now, don't wait, just right now stop, reach over to your internet program and your devices and share this broadcast across the world with everybody that is in your friends list and let them listen to us talk about same-sex marriage and blasphemy. Same-sex marriage and blasphemy. Now you are hearing how the church after church, denomination after denomination, great religious television, religious leaders, one after the other, are succumbing to the pressure of the homosexual sodomy world to accept them, to let them into their realm of the religious on an equal basis with those who are not homosexuals or not sodomy, or involved in sodomy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has showed me something that really, really has broke through in my life. And that is that the sexual confusion, the sexual revolution, the sexual generation has so given themselves to strange kind of sex to strange, unnatural forms of sex, that it is only natural that the sodomy world would be brought in with the same-sex generation, that generation, with the husbands and wives, the fathers and mothers, because the sexual revolution has made all kinds of sex acceptable. I did something last night that made me sick. I was nauseated when I got through last night. I went on my tablet in my home, and I began to bring up from the YouTube mostly the things about sexual experiences and different kinds of sex habits. And I watched things that boggled my mind, and none of them was watched by me more than just maybe like seconds, because it was too nasty, it was too repulsive, and so I wanted to get a picture, because I can't tell you what I haven't seen. And I was nauseated when I got through. It was so repulsive. Women having sex with dogs. Listen, did you hear me? Women having sex with dogs. I get to the realm where maybe men were doing it too, but women having sex with dogs overwhelmed me. It was the most repulsive. It was the most vile. You talk about blasphemy. Well, that's only part of the new revolution of sex habits and sexual experiences and what people are involving themselves in such nasty ways until it blows my mind. Now, you got to understand, same-sex marriage is only a little bit of this revolution. It's only a little bit of this descent into the very bowels of filth and godlessness. And it's only preparing the generation, for the Antichrist kingdom. This is exactly what the devil wants. Now, if you look in your Bible, you will find that right here in the scripture, the devil is turning loose foul spirits, and those foul spirits are going out to blaspheme everything spiritual. They're blaspheming God. They're blaspheming a husband and his wife in a beautiful, normal experience. They're just blaspheming anything that has any relationship to the Bible. It is the darkest, ugliest thing I have ever imagined, and it only gets worse by the hour. I'm telling you things today that I've been giving you a little bit of for many years. You know, I've been on now over 40, doing this very broadcast. It started with radio, then it was internet, and then it was Facebook, and then it was a camera coming to you as a telecast. And all of it is just to help you see what is happening in this generation. Now, have you shared this with your friends? They need to hear. They need to get disturbed. They need to understand a man and wife in their home who involve themselves with unnatural sex are as guilty of sodomy as a homosexual or a lesbian or anybody else. Sodomy is sodomy. Sodomy is unnatural sex acts. It is sex acts that does not follow the natural appetite and the natural direction of the human life in the creation of our children and our families, and it is so vile that there's no love in it. I mean, I watch stuff that there's no love in that. It's nothing but vileness. It's nothing but filth. It's nothing but godlessness. It's nothing but blaspheming God the Father and blaspheming the Bible and blaspheming the church and blaspheming a husband and wife who have a beautiful relationship in marriage. It's blaspheming the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is right down the road. Will begin during the tribulation period in heaven while hell invades the earth. Now, I'm bringing you things that boggle me. I'm here to tell you, I weep over these things. I weep over what I see. I weep over the direction our society is going in. And I'm telling you, hell is leading the way. Satan is calling the shots. Satan is giving the direction. Now, today we're going to talk plain with you. I pray that you will listen carefully. I pray that you will hear what Reverend Chambers is saying, your friend. I am nothing but a friend. I'm not some high and mighty evangelist. I'm just a pastor loving my congregation and giving direction to our Christian Academy and doing this broadcast, telecast, all over the globe. We have had as many as 1,000 people that were here in an individual program or an individual sermon that goes up on Monday, and I'm delighted. I'm delighted. But, you know, as an older man as I am, I have a short period of time, a very short period of time in which to minister these beautiful truths to you. And I just pray that God will help me break through in your lives. Some of you won't listen. In fact, most of you won't listen. You'll hear me, and you know I'm speaking the truth. I've never told you anything but what's in the Bible. I've never been off on a fringe telling you things that later proved to be a bunch of nonsense. I've never done that. I've just brought you the Bible. And I'm doing that again. I'm telling you the same-sex marriage and all the implications now. I want you to take with me and make sure you understand that a man and woman, a man and his wife, who are involved in unnatural sex, who are involved in oral sex and all the many implications, they are just as guilty of sodomy as a homosexual or a lesbian. It is all part of the unnatural sex world. Now, let me show you what the Bible says about this. And you don't want to forget this. You really don't. It's very plain. It's very overwhelming. And I want you to see it. Go with me to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And I will read to you and show you what God says about this darkness that is descending on our world. This is God talking by the Holy Ghost. This is God talking by the Holy Ghost, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Now notice that. That's how Romans 1 verse 25 begins. Romans 1 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Anybody that preaches to you anything about morality and about the Bible and about the truths of the Bible who do not give you plain gospel truths are lying to you, who change the truth of God into a lie. Do you understand that? That's pretty plain, isn't it? Who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. Who worshiped and served the creature. Religion today has become a worship of the creature. The singing, in most cases, is entertainment. The people who sing because they are a show for the congregation. And the whole thing has become a worship of the creature instead of the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, now notice, God's talking. For this cause, God gave them up. God gave them up. What is happening in our world is the result of people becoming so sinful and such departure from the Word of God until God is having to give you up. God is having to say, I can't do any more for you. I can't help you any further. You're not listening to what I'm telling you. You're off on your own little pony, you know? You're doing your own thing. And so God says, for this cause God gave them up, notice, unto vile affections. Now that's what I saw last night. Those words, vile affection. Women with dogs. That's so vile, it blows my mind. Men and women who have their own mouths and their own, how do I say it without being embarrassed by saying it? Oral sex is a dirty thing. It is an unclean thing. It is a vile thing. And that's what the Bible says, who gave them up unto vile affections. Vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Now let me stay there with you. I want you to get the Bible, not Brother Chambers. I want you to get what the Word of God says. very plain that women, ladies, so-called ladies, change themselves into vile affections, contrary, which are not according to nature, I mean, use your head, friend. What has God created? What is the natural use between man and woman? The Bible said the bed is undefiled. A fornication is vile. Adultery is vile. But the bed for a man and woman in a loving relationship of marriage is a beautiful thing. It's not vile at all. But when you turn away from the natural use, I don't have to say what I'm talking about. You understand that. I can't say it without offending my own conscience, because I don't want to be offensive to all of you and to children that may be listening. But you've got to understand that anything unnatural, anything contrary to nature, anything that's not how God made it, he calls it a vile affection. Let me read that again. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women. Now see, women have always been God's beautiful picture of morality. Women have held the standard through the centuries. God has used them to call right right and wrong wrong. I mean, it's been wonderful to see and read about it all through history. But here they are given up by God and the natural use into that which is against nature. Listen, and likewise also the men, leaving that which is natural, or the natural use of women, burned, that means consumed with lust. I watched lust last night that had gone insane. I watched lust that had taken such control of men and women that they would do the vilest things and go into a frenzy of lustful appetite and lustful enjoyment, and it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. Why you watch it? I didn't want to watch it. Believe me, it was vile. And when I was finished and cut it off, I sat there nauseated and sick. I had to cry out for God to touch me with healing virtue, because I want to tell you what I see happening. I want to tell you what this world is doing to you and warn you to stay out of it and to stay away from it. Listen to me, gentlemen. Listen to me, ladies. Right's right, wrong's wrong. And any use of sexual experience that is not natural is sodomy. You've got to understand that sodomy means unnatural sex. That's what sodomy means. Unnatural sex. Men burn, women burning in their lust, one with the other, or with partners. I mean, even husbands and wives. I remember when I was speaking at a big conference in Florida, it was all the ministers of the denomination of which I was part of, and I was one of the morning speakers, and there was another speaker who came out of the church seminary that I was part of, and I thought he was a good man. I'd had a friendship with him, and he began to teach the preachers that they had to learn to counsel men and women involved in unnatural sex, in sodomy, and he had to counsel them with a positive attitude that it was coming, one of the future things that was going to happen in the church. And he's right. It sure has happened in the church, but it sure isn't right. It sure isn't pure. It sure isn't accepted. And so churches have got to let the homosexuals in, because the acts of sodomy have already invaded the church. The preachers are involved in many cases in this unnatural sex experiences. Usually it starts with their wife, maybe, or their husband, but that never satisfies but so long, and then it's got to be another man's wife, or another unmarried woman, or another woman's husband, or another unmarried man. I mean, this is how the world is going. It's going at neck-break speed, and if you don't watch yourself, and you allow the lust of the world to get a hold of you, you'll be right there in the middle of it with them. And you'll go to hell with them too, if you don't repent and turn from it. There is no way you can involve yourself in these things and still walk a natural path and a holy path and a pure. I hope I'm here. I hope I'm getting through. I hope you've helped me have hundreds of people listening, because I'm telling you, we've got to wake this generation up. The rapture is about to happen. I don't know whether you've been on our website this morning or not. I'm sorry, on our Facebook. But there was an article that came out in a Turkish paper saying that the leader of the Turkey government is right now trying to plan a 10-day military operation that will eliminate Israel off the map. Eliminate Israel off the map. A 10-day military experience. He's trying to line them up, get them all organized. That's what the Bible calls the battle of Gog and Magog. The battle of Gog and Magog. The book of Ezekiel 38:39. Now, friend, we are so there. How do I say it better? We're so there. We're so on the verge. The only thing that's got to happen to turn the whole thing loose is the rapture. Jesus coming, a lot of it can take place before Jesus comes. You understand? You understand? A lot of it can take place before Jesus comes. Now, I'm talking too long, but I've got to get your attention. And I've got to help you understand that we're on the verge of the darkest actions of human existence. Do you know you can search your Bible? And you'll never find where same-sex marriage ever invaded the cultures that God condemned in the Holy Scripture. And you'll never find in the Scripture where men and women, husbands and wives, men and women became so involved in sexual habits and unnatural action and just radical, far-stretched stuff. I mean, it's never happened in the Bible. And so we, this generation, are beholding a filth beyond human experience prior to now. Today, right here today, in this world of ours, right this year, last year, years around us, 10 years in any direction, you're going to find that filth is coming on an unprecedented scale. Unprecedented. And the king is allowing it to get to the place that Satan can literally rule the world. Literally rule the world. Are you listening to me? For 7 years until he has made the biggest fool out of himself that the devil is capable of making. And he will then be judged. He will then be cast into the bottomless pit. He will then be cast into the lake of fire, into hell fire for eternity. Friend, it's coming down to the wires. It's coming down to the wires. Now, one of the things that Satan hates beside the husband, wife, the family, the home. You see, home, a family, a mother and dad with godly principles and the Holy Bible as their lifestyle. That's governed society. That's kept any sanity that's been maintained in the world has been maintained around this Bible and our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. There's been no sanity that survived. It didn't survive in Russia. It didn't survive down in Cuba. It didn't survive in Iraq. It didn't survive in any culture of the world. Anytime the world gets taken over by all of this filth, it slowly disintegrates and goes to the pit. And so the only society, the only culture that's ever survived has been a biblical culture, has been a biblical hope and the powers of Jesus Christ to save. And so it's now we're in the last run. We're in the last hour. Now grab your phone. I want to answer questions that I hope will open up this audience to understand some of the most marvelous truths and some of the most blessed truths that you've ever understood. And I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to guide these thoughts of this old man that I bring you nothing but things to encourage you and to help you get right with God. I want you right with God, my friends. I want you right with God. I want you washed in the blood. I want you washed in the blood. There's no name that can save but the name of Jesus. There's no Bible that has the truth in it but the Holy Bible. I'm telling you, it's time to get your heart right with God. I hope you'll do it before the program's over now. The line's open. The line's open. I hadn't put up the numbers at all today. Kindly got there the last minute a little bit and a bit behind, but there they are, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, okay? So grab your phones. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your questions. I will do my best to help you have a different view, a biblical view, a right view. Different only if you don't have the right view, of course, of the Bible and of where we're at and what you need to do. You need to make sure you live a clean, sanctified life. Remember, your children going to school. Public school is a hotbed of hell. I said public schools have become a hotbed of hell. Anytime you take the Bible out of a system, it cannot do anything but disintegrate. It's impossible for any culture, any part of culture, to survive that doesn't have the right principles and the right set of ideas and the right forces. So you need to hear me. You need to hear me. The children in our colleges, I'm telling you, they are being destroyed. I went to a restaurant last night. Now listen to me. I go to some rough places in my effort to eat and my effort to make my eating even a testimony. And I go to places and I go to evil places where they sell whiskeys and things to eat. And I'm there to witness. I'm there to represent Christ. Jesus ate with publicans and sinners. Remember? The Bible said that. Jesus ate with publicans and sinners. And I go. And I've never, never compromised my life at any of these places. I never participate in anything wicked. I don't drink their booze, and I don't touch their women. I'm not involved in those. But I'm there to be a light. Well, last night I went to a place kind of rough. You could feel the music, not just hear it. You could feel it. And they wouldn't wait on me. The man left me standing there, I don't know how long. One of the ladies out at where I was going to eat tried to get me to go ahead and take a seat, and I didn't want to get in a spew. And I finally just had to leave, and the little waitress, bless her heart, she even followed me to the car trying to get me to come back, and I wouldn't. I made like I didn't even see her, to be honest with you, when she was coming to the car. I didn't want involved in nothing. My life is a living record, and believe me, there are people in this city would love to compromise me, but I don't plan to let them. Are you listening to me? I don't plan to let them. God's help, God's strength, God's righteousness. I want to live pure. But I was amazed at what happened last night at that particular restaurant, and I did not get to eat. I just come home and fixed me something on my own to carry on the absence of my sweetheart. But I want to tell you, I'm concerned about the city. I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about the righteousness that is so rich and so wonderful. And I want you to understand that the righteousness of the Lord is our only hope. I'm going to preach in the morning, and I'm kind of excited. You have to understand me. I am one man that loves to preach. I love to preach, and I expect to be preaching at least 10, 15 more years if Jesus tarries. If he doesn't, I expect to leave here. I want to speak in the morning on not having on the wedding garment. Not having on the wedding garment. I intend in the morning to preach and show everybody exactly what the wedding garment is. I'm going to give you a little tidbit here. I want you to know the wedding garment is not how good you live. You understand? The wedding garment is not the perfection of your lifestyle. The wedding garment is not how pure and holy you are. The wedding garment is the righteousness of Christ that has been given the option of possessing you, of ruling you, of being the master in your heart, of God in your life, living in his righteousness. Remember, every time you see the saints in the book of Revelation, they got on white garments. White garment, that is a picture of the righteousness of Christ, clothed and saturated and filled, not just by faith, but by actuality. We have a lot of people in our world, they believe if you believe on Christ, you become the possessor of his righteousness, regardless of how you live. Well, that's not in the Bible. The Bible makes it plain, you are what possesses you. You are what controls your life. You are what rules your life. You are what is the master of your life. If the flesh is the master of your life, then you're not controlled by his righteousness, and you don't have on the wedding garment. Okay? Okay, can we do that? Now, I want you to come hear that sermon in the morning. I really do. We are at the hour in which you better know what is the righteousness of the wedding garment. You remember the story in the Bible where Jesus came into a wedding, and there was a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he said, sir, why came you in not having on a wedding garment? That'd be one of my texts tomorrow, okay? Not having on a wedding garment. And he had him removed and cast into hell. Oh, don't, please don't misunderstand me. Please, Jesus wants you to be ready. Jesus wants you to be ready. He wants to give you his graces and work his will in you. Now, it's time for the phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. My phone is ready, and I'm ready to answer your calls. I'm ready to answer your questions. We want to talk about same-sex marriage, sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism, transgender. We want to talk about men and women, natural men and natural women having unnatural sex as a direction of their life, how wrong it is. You say, man, I don't know how to ask you a question on a program like you got today. Well, I can understand that. I can understand. I'm set here wrestling with the right words to say the right things for your enlightenment and for your understanding, and to warn you that the marriage supper is right before us. Oh, the devil hates that marriage supper. The devil hates that marriage supper when Christ will be united with his bride for eternity. And if same-sex marriage is a blasphemy against anything, that's one of the things it's a blasphemy against. I promise you that without a question. And I hope you understand that. Very, very important. Now, the Bible is a book, an open agenda. Any scripture you would like for me to read that you can understand, you give me a call. I'm sitting here waiting on you. You are important to me. I want to answer questions for you. And while you are calling, I'm going to take you to the book of Daniel. I'm going to take you to the book of Daniel. And I'm going to show you a picture of this Antichrist and what the Holy Spirit gave Daniel many, many years ago. Wow. A long time ago when the Lord gave Daniel this picture and this understanding of this creature that we know as the Antichrist, a wicked picture to the core. Let me read it to you. Neither shall, this is the Antichrist that Daniel is prophesying about, okay? Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. I mean, this creature has left any grasp of the God of the Bible. You can tell he's an atheist. He's either a Muslim or he's just an apostate religious person in either a Jewish sense or a Christian sense. He's vile. He's vile to the core of his being. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Notice that. Nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. He shall magnify himself above all. That Antichrist is going to be one proud character. And I see a lot of religious people today just as cocky and haughty as they can be. They carry themselves like they're the epitome of spirituality. And you can always look at those kind and tell they're just a lot of noise. They're just a lot of claim. They're a lot of trying to make themselves what they are not. And that's how the world has become, by the way. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. Listen to this now. And a God whom his father knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. And it goes on. That's in Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, 38. You want to go read? There's more to read. And it just gives you a picture of this creature whom we know as the Antichrist. He is going to be one dark human being. He really is. He's going to be so vile and so wicked, and that it's almost impossible to grasp him. Now, lines, I'm opening the phone for you. I want to hear from you. I got a lot I can talk about. I got all kinds of notes here. I want to give you this article, same-sex marriage, homosexuality, blasphemy. Don't forget that word. Same-sex marriage, blasphemy. Homosexuality, blasphemy. I can't even say the word lesbians. Lesbians, nothing but vile, blasphemy. Transgender, blasphemy. Unnatural sex in the home between men and women, blasphemy. Anything that's not according to this Bible. Any sexual experience that is not pure and holy and according to the Bible is a vile thing. See, there's nothing so blasphemous, as I say it right, nothing so blasphemous is when you take the human life and you bring it down to a life of a dog or an animal or unfettered conduct or just being ruled by appetites that are impure and unholy. Let me say to any man out there or any woman out there, if you're involved in oral sex with your husband or wife, you are just as vile as that homosexual down the street. Just as vile as that lesbian that you may see somewhere looking so twisted and so out of whack that it's overwhelming to you. You need to understand what I'm telling you, and you must get free of that. I don't care what some preacher told you. I don't care what some religious person told you. You do understand now the reason the church is having to accept homosexuals and the sodomite lifestyle into the church is because the church is already full of unnatural sex. You got to hear what I'm saying. That had never dawned on me until these last hours. Never dawned on me till the Holy Spirit really poured it into me. No wonder the church is accepting homosexuals. No wonder the church is allowing sodomy into the house of God and even ordaining ministers, both men and women, lesbians and homosexuals in the ministry. It's because it's already invaded the church in the unnatural sex lifestyle that is taking over our world. It's not a little thing, friend. It's not a little thing. It is big. And it's overwhelming, and it's damning, and it's utterly, it makes a pervert out of a person. Anybody who involves himself in that may start out and feel like they got their life under control, but it won't be long until they will lose complete control. It takes over. It takes dominance. I saw it in the little things I looked at last night. I saw how dominant it is, and how it takes over. And to believe all of this is on YouTube in a big fashion. I get mail sometimes that is so filthy and so nasty that I cannot figure out how to get these people to understand I don't want their filth. Well, sir, you're getting the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing it somewhere. If you got a television, you better be careful what you watch. You got an internet, you better be careful what you allow. I go home very often and I cut on my little tablet. I don't have a television. I cut on my little tablet to check on Facebook and to check on internet and to check on the news. I keep up with the news and Fox News and Drudge. Try to keep up where I'm going, praying for my president. Man, I'm praying for my president. If you're not praying for your president, you better start. I mean, they are determined to destroy him, and he's not perfect. They take every little failure he makes and magnify it until it makes so many people think that there is something wrong. Well, there is something wrong with the whole world. And you better believe God to help him to stand tall, because he's helping us. He's helping America. He's doing good things. And he's not perfect. I'm not bragging on him to say he's perfect. I'm just bragging on you to say it's time something good happened in America and some good things are happening. Now, I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. Don't you sit there and just listen. Reverend Chambers, I'm overwhelmed. Yes, I want you overwhelmed. I want you to feel the burden of what I'm dealing with and what you're dealing with. Now, every one of you, make sure when the program is over, and you, if you've not listened, the first thing you do is listen to the rest of it, whatever part you've heard. You hang on and listen to the rest. Go back. It'll be copied and made available and archived. I've got the word now. It'll be archived, and it's archived on television. I mean, on internet. I'm sorry, not television. On internet. And our internet is www.paulcreek.org. That's our internet. Internet, www.paulcreek.org. Remember that. And remember to spell Paul as P-A-W, not P-A-U-L, okay? www.paulcreek.org. And the sermons, radio programs for many, many months, there's probably 500 to 700 sermons, 500 to 700. There's probably 500 to 700 radio broadcasts all the way back for years. You can see them until you get back to where you can only hear them. That was when technology changed for us. And I want you to get your life so close to Christ that you're burning with the zeal of the Lord and you're living for Christ alone. He can save you. Hey, listen to me, sir. You've been involved in homosexuality. You're a sodomite. If you'll repent of your sins, you'll turn from it right now. You'll claim the blood of Jesus to wash you and to clean you up, to sanctify you. He'll make you holy. He'll give you the grace to live a clean life for the rest of your days and to go to heaven. And you can say to Joe Chambers somewhere up in heaven, hey, Brother Chambers, I heard your message and I turned from my sodomy lifestyle and I repented. I got right with God. And here I am, and I'm going to shout with you. You're going to be one of my trophies over there if I can teach you and lead you to do right. I can't imagine how many trophies maybe God will give me of souls that have been changed and repented and got right with God and let the blood wash in them and make them as white as the snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus cleanses. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, there's so much to talk about, and I'm waiting on calls. I want so much to deal with you and minister to you. So call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm waiting on you. I want your calls. I want your questions. I want to help you. I want to answer. I want to speak to your heart. I want to speak to the hearts of many others out there. Now, if you haven't shared this on Facebook, stop right now and share it, will you please? I want it to go to thousands. I really do. I want to touch this world for what's happening in the world of the faith, in the world of the true faith. The true faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you. God bless you. Got somebody always helping me. Aren't they wonderful? I really do appreciate my workers. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Hi. I was calling in reference to my sister. I have raised her. And she's 60 years old. And I'm 68. And I raised her from a little girl. And it just seems like I can never talk with her. I can never.
Is she a sodomite? Is she in the sodomy world?
Well, she talks like she is, but she can't be because of the way that she is. She's just horrible with her kids. She's horrible with me. I try and talk with her, so I don't know what to do.
Let me tell you what to do. Now, listen to me carefully. You are dealing with something that many people are dealing with today. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, stay listen to me. You're dealing with something that you can't attack it in the human flesh. You can't argue with her. You can't be unkind to her. You need to take her name and get it get it before God in constant prayer. You need to plead the blood of Jesus over her. Claim the blood of Jesus to convict her until she sees her sins, until she knows where she's wrong, until she understands where her sins are going to take her. She's not going to change. It's going to take the hand of God. It's going to take a miracle of God's grace. And I deal with homosexuals.
It's almost like she's someone else, like I don't even know her.
Well, of course, I understand that. I see people like that all the time. We all have friends like that. We all have family members now. Many children in public schools are being taught that this homosexuality is just as right as anything else. And if your kids are in public school, they're going to learn that. If they go to college, it's going to be even worse. If they go up in higher education, it's going to get worse. Did you know that there was a survey done of Democrats a few weeks ago, and 77% of all college-educated Democrats, all college, four-year degree, all of them, 77% says a doctor does not have the right to tell a child this is a girl or this is a boy. That is a decision the child has to make when they reach the point where they can make it. Now, that's, of course, when the world gets through with them. So you're dealing with something that only God can help. And so be a prayer warrior, okay?
Yes, I went to the movies last night, and I was in there watching the movie, and all I could think about was her. And I just started praying for her because I knew it was something that I don't even know.
You're right. You're saying it right. And let me go on now. You've said it very plain, and everybody understands. You got this person that don't even seem like the person you ever knew. It's like she's become a different creature, and she has. It's probably a demon. She's probably possessed. probably possessed by a spirit. See, every homosexual, every lesbian, every person who gets involved in strange, unnatural sex will eventually become possessed. It is a world of the devil. The devil is in utter control of this sexual revolution. The devil is in utter control of all the things that are happening in the sex world that is unnatural and impure, and he's leading the march. His demons are leading the march. The Bible even talks about people possessed, and they're just full of the devil. And what can you change but God? He alone can change. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for listening.
All right, God bless you. Now, folks, we're dealing with one crazy world. Do you hear that? Now, that lady was a picture of what is out there. She her sister doesn't even know her in a natural sense. And she doesn't know her sister in a natural sense. And these people get involved in this and they go insane. I guarantee you there are some men out there who seduce their wives into unnatural sex. And those men are just beaming with their hatred of me right now. If they could, they'd stop me from telling you the truth about unnatural sex. But I'm telling you, I remember when I've dealt with this, I've had religious people to call me and say, Reverend Chambers, you're just wrong. You're crazy. You're crazy. A man and woman having unnatural oral type sex, they're not sodomized. Oh, yes, they are. It's plain. It's unnatural. Let me read a little more of Romans. I go back and find it. It's so plain that anything like this is going to take you right down the road. Let me see if I can read. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over unto a reprobate mind. Now this lady is dealing with a sister that has a reprobate mind. See, that's what's happened. Let me read it again. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now notice that. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, with wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. Full of envy, murder, deceit, debate. On and on. Malignity. Whoredom. Whispering. I mean, it's a dark thing. Backbiters, haters of God. This is Romans chapter 1. We are talking of a dark world, my friend, and it's taken over. It's taken over, and I'm trying my best to warn you to get out from being involved. If you're involved, to get loose from it, turn to God. You say, Brother Chambers, can I turn to God and get clean from sodomy? You sure can. Oh, they say once a sodomite, always a sodomite. They say you were born that way. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. God didn't make no sub-creatures. God didn't make no sub-humans. God didn't make no people with sub-conduct and sub-lifestyle. That's wickedness. It's evil. It's dark. It's from hell. Are you hearing me? It's from hell. Now, I got 15, 16 minutes. I want to answer several questions. I helped that lady, I think. The only thing she can do is pray. You are helpless to do anything but pray. Love them and pray. Tell her, I don't like the way you're living. I don't like the things you're doing, but you're my sister, and I'm praying for you, and I care about you, and I'm going to weep before God for you until you turn around. And just do your best then. See, I go to these places. If I know a place is run by homosexuals, I'll go in and trade just to witness, just to let them know the message of compassion and care. This is a church that cares about people. Love will meet you at the door out there. I said, love will meet you at the door. I won't have it no other way. We care about you. We want God to change your life. Now, I want to make sure you get the message. Every bit of the sexual revolution is the work of Satan. You need to understand that. I got so many scriptures and so many points and so many things to say that I want to keep it very basic. Because you've got to understand, and you've got to turn. You've got to turn to righteousness and holiness and purity. And I want you to remember that sermon I'm preaching in the morning, the garment, the marriage garment acceptable at the marriage supper, and Jesus will be the one who decides who can stay and who can't stay. Thank God I'm not the judge. I wouldn't have that job for nothing on the face of this earth. But Jesus will decide. And I'm telling you, there's only one wedding garment, and that's his righteousness controlling your life. Not just believing him to do it while you live like you please, but you surrendering yourself to do his will, and his righteousness then takes control if you will allow it. He imputes his righteousness and he imparts his righteousness. And that's what gets you ready for the marriage supper. Oh, I hope you come and hear that sermon in the morning. I'm quite excited. I love to preach. I love to reach out to you. Now, the lines are open. 704. I'm going to put them up again just for a moment. Okay. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, you've got to understand how close we are to the coming of Christ. You've got to understand that. This thing happening right now in Turkey, planning an army to take Israel, destroy Israel, and liberate the Palestinians in 10 days. That's what they're calling for. A 10-day war. I'm telling you, there's more to that than you probably think. And we're right on the verge. When they start on Israel, you remember God will have a little hand in that. And God will protect them. And thank God we got a president right now who will say to Israel, we're at your back. We will defend you. We will be there for you. Thank God for that. Wouldn't have it no other way. I wouldn't have it no other way. And I pray that you will pray for God to keep somebody like that in our White House. We are desperate to keep a solid conservative in the White House. We really are. Now, I want some calls. These 14 minutes, I can talk, but I want to do my best to help you. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone right now. 704-391-0588. Right now. 704-391-0588. And then 1-800, this is a toll-free number, 338-7884. Grab your phone and call me and ask any question you will. Now, how many of you out there have a preacher, a pastor, who will get in the pulpit and warn his congregation of what I have talked about today? How many preachers do we have that will preach against this kind of lifestyle? Do you know any? There are many. Thank God for those that will. But we're living right there. We're living at the day when this whole sexual revolution is so dominating of the society in which we live. It is in control. Are you hearing me? It is in control. I hate even the conservative news because they're talking all time about something that enhances the sexuality of men and women. Friend, come on. It's already completely out of control. It's already so far removed from sanity and sensibleness until it's almost impossible to even grasp it. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is coming, and that's going to be the end of all of it. He's coming in righteousness and purity and holiness. What a day. Let me take you to Matthew. Oh, I love this great book of Matthew, especially the 25th chapter. The 25th chapter. I hope you love it as good as I do. We're talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus for his saints. Are you listening? Are you listening? Now, let me read to you from Matthew 25. Matthew 25, we'll begin with verse 1. I love chapter 24 of Matthew, all about the coming of the Lord. But 25 is mighty good, too. Okay? Let me see where I'm at here. Make sure I get the right place. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Listen now. 10 virgins who took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. The kingdom of heaven is like unto 10 virgins who took their lamps, notice that, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now notice, and 5 of them were wise, but 5 of them were foolish. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. Now here are people that had no oil. What is oil? The typical of the Holy Ghost. See, it is the Holy Spirit that imputes in you and imparts in you the righteousness of Christ. The Holy Spirit acting for Christ makes you purer. Makes you holy. That's the grace of God. That's the power of the blood. That's the power of the Holy Scripture. That's the power of the sweet Spirit of God working to make you ready for the bride. ready for the bride, ready for the rapture, ready to go up when Jesus comes. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. What did the foolish do? They took their lamps. They had everything. They had burned in the past. They'd been on fire in the past. The Bible said the lamps had gone out. You can't say they wasn't believers. They were believers. But they were believers who had lost the fire. Believers whose lamps had gone out. Believers who got careless. Believers who let the world capture them and let the world deceive them. And they went the wrong way. They went the wrong path. They did the wrong things. And now the rapture takes place. And the trumpet sounds. And the bridegroom comes. And they have no oil in their lamps. They are just there, cold as they could be. The fire is gone. They are unprepared. And the Bible says, and the wise took all in their vessels with their lamps. And the wise took all in their vessels with their lamps. How many of you? Right now, while I'm talking, you can raise both hands and say, my vessel is full of oil. The Holy Spirit is moving all over my life. The Holy Spirit is setting me afire day by day. When I pray, the Holy Spirit anoints me to pray. When I go to church, I can't be still. I'm there to worship. My hands are in the air. My lips are busy. I'm praising the Lord. I'm blessing God. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is rich to me. I love the Scripture. I want to tell you something. If you're saved, you'll go to church regular. If you can't go to church regular, you miss half the time. More than half the time. You're always busy with this and you're busy with that. And the grandkids want you. Somebody's having a picnic and somebody's having a party. And visitors show up at your house. And there's a thousand things that the devil will do to keep you out of church. If you're saved, you'll be in church when those doors are open. If you're saved, you'll be in that church when those doors are open. If you're half-hearted about church, there's something wrong. Don't you tell me you're right with God. I don't believe you. It just isn't possible. I mean, such as were saved was added to the church daily. That's what the book of Acts says, last verse. Such as were saved was added to the church. When you get on fire for God, you're ready for the rapture. You're living a clean life. You don't want nothing to do with this old unclean sex world. Great day. You don't want nothing to do with it. It is filthy. It is regurgitating. It'll make you sick on your very body. I'm telling you, I was so sick last night when I finished trying to watch a little of that and trying to get in my head what to tell you today. And thank God I'm telling you the truth. I'm laying it on the line to you. You may hate me. you may quit sending me any money. You may not help me pay the expenses. But I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you the truth. Because the rapture is about to happen. Here's the wedding feast. 10 virgins, 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. What happens? What happens to those foolish virgins at this point? And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Listen to that. Say that with me. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Would you say it with me? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Are you getting the message? Give us of your oil. And the wise said, not so, lest there be not enough for you and us. You go to those who provide the oil and get your oil. And they did. They went to buy. Came back and the door was shut. The bridegroom had come and gone. And it was too late. Can you imagine being too late? Could I end today this broadcast, these last 5 minutes, by talking about being too late? Are you going to call 5 minutes? You have a question? Do you understand? How many agree with me? How many of you thank God for hearing this truth and you want the whole world to hear it? Call a few of you and tell me that you do. I'd like to know that you're behind me. I'm going to stay here whether you are or not. I'm going to keep doing what I do because I know I'm doing what's right. I'm telling you what's right. I'm telling you how dark it is, how late it is, how near the coming of the Lord we are. I've got kids. I've got grandkids. No more ready. Not at all. They think they're going to be okay. They think because I've always believed and I learned to believe from my daddy and my mama, I'll be all right. No, you got to have a wedding garment on, friend. You've got to have on the righteousness of Christ. It's got to possess you. It's got to possess you. Are you getting the message? Now I want to pray. with those who are not ready to meet the Lord. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Will you let me? Will you bow your head? Will you stop what you're doing? Will you stop your car? Will you at least just cup your heart? Cup your heart. And let's pray together. Father, I come to you for my wonderful friends all across radio land, all across internet, all across Facebook, everywhere in the world who's hearing this now, who will hear it through the day and on through the days to come. I plead the blood for them. Don't let them miss that rapture. Don't let them miss that rapture. Don't let them be involved in this sexual revolution that is so vile and sick and filthy. It's not love. It's not a man and his wife who are tender and loving to each other. It's not a precious mother, a precious wife who loves her husband, and they just care about each other, and they are intimate with one another because they love each other, and there's no foolishness and there's no unnaturalness to it. They just live a pure life. My friend, if you do that, thank God for you. But there's a multitude now who are off in every kind of fantasy. Fantasy is the word. Don't you go somewhere and buy a movie to watch you learn how to have sex. You're going to get a bunch of garbage in most cases, probably 99%. And I'm telling you, friend, it is a dark world, and I want you to go with Jesus. You live in no unclean sexual fantasy world. You're not going up in this rapture. I'm telling you, he's looking for a bride that's pure as the noonday sunshine. He's looking for a bride who's been washed in the blood. He's looking for a bride who's filled with the Holy Spirit, who's sanctified in the righteousness of Christ, who's living a godly life, a pure life, training their children to live godly and pure and doing what's right. Now, I'm going to say the last things again. Very important. Sodomy is a dark and ungodly world. Any kind of unnatural sex acts, any kind of unnatural sex acts. Anybody out there can know what natural is. The way God created you, the way God made you, the natural. I want you to know, friend, anybody involved in an unnatural sex life is involved in a form of sodomy, an unclean form that will go deeper. It never stops at a level. I've studied with even psychologists who've studied the whole ramification of sexuality. And they'll tell you in a moment, everything gets deeper and deeper and deeper. There's several steps from the fantasy all the way to a life that's so corrupt and so vile and so filthy until there's no way to grasp it or understand it. And I'm telling you, it's wrong, it's wicked, it's evil. God's called you unto purity and holiness and righteousness, and he will sustain you, he will keep you, he will love you, his grace will fill you. Your home can be a beautiful place, your marriage can be awesome, it can be so beautiful, it can be so pure. Keep it that way. Don't let nothing invade it. Don't let nothing invade it. I had a call yesterday from a man and woman who's been listening to this program. They've moved out of state, and now the homes broke up. The homes broke up. They came to church some, paid the tithe some, never committed, never faithful, just kind of on the verge. And now the homes broke up, and I'm praying for them. I'm begging them to come down. They moved out of state, and let me sit down with them. Precious couple. Friend, there's so much of that out there. There is so much of it. And any kind of involvement in the sexual revolution is going to take you deeper and deeper and deeper. And the last place you're going to go to is hell if you don't get loose. The last place, the depth of hell, if you don't get loose, turn around. Turn around. And please know, all of this is the Antichrist activity. All of this is satanic. It's diabolical. It's controlled with demons and dark spirits. Satan is the master of it. And it will take you to a devil's hell. That's what the devil wants for you, you know. He wants you in a devil's hell. And I've gone overtime here. I'm sorry for that. But that's me. God bless you. Jesus is coming, and I'm leaving.
Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, yes, everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. And we will shout and sing his praise. Everybody will be happy over there.
and where we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. And we will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be